This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The economy is reopening, but not everyone wants to go back to work. Employers report workers who refuse to return to state labor officials. Spokeswoman Cher Haven says nearly 900 submissions have been reviewed. 16% were denied unemployment benefits.
This is when a worker cannot provide adequate evidence that they are a member of a vulnerable population, caring for a vulnerable dependent, or have other issues that are preventing them from returning to work.
Coloradans must prove they're not applying for jobs, that they are applying for jobs, but are also looking, including networking, professional development, or using services through workforce centers. The president tweeted today that the Colorado National Guard will be deployed long enough to receive federal benefits. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Governor Jared Polis, the entire Colorado delegation, even Defense Secretary Mark Esper, have been calling on President Trump to extend National Guard deployments to fight the coronavirus. Trump said in a tweet that he plans to do just that through mid-August. As it currently stands, the Guards across the country would lose full federal funding on June 24th, one day short of earning key retirement and education benefits. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The suspect who died after a Colorado Springs police officer used a taser on him has been identified as Chad Burnett. Five officers are on administrative leave while the investigation continues. 71 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.